presented by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
Hey, good morning. I'm Playbook co-author Eugene Daniels. It is Wednesday, May 8th. Here's what's driving the day. Former President Donald Trump got a major, if not unexpected, reprieve in one of his four pending criminal cases yesterday. Judge Eileen Cannon in Florida made it official that President Trump's classified documents trial start date will be delayed indefinitely. This comes just 2 weeks before the case was supposed to start. It all boils down to Cannon essentially saying that there are too many pre-trial questions that remain outstanding. This makes it much, much more likely that the trial will be delayed until after the election, or if Trump wins, delayed forever. And out this morning, Politico has brand new analysis crunching the numbers on the $1.6 trillion that President Joe Biden is racing to spend in climate and infrastructure goals to create green jobs, outcompete China, and maybe even get him a second term. Except that only a small amount of that money has actually been spent, and Biden is running out of time. Joining me now to discuss that new political analysis is one of the amazing people behind the project, one of our energy reporters, Zach Coleman. Zach, good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, this is an amazing feat of reporting and analysis and polling and all the things. So congrats to you and our colleagues on that. But, you know, tell me a little bit about this report and more importantly, the political stakes for President Biden and his possible reelection.
Yeah, very happy to not be the numbers guy here. I mean, what you look at with the numbers.
We don't like numbers.
No,
on here, we
can't. No, I, you know, Jesse Blazer on our team was great with that. But I'll, you know, for the political perspective here, look, this is Joe Biden's number one claim to how he is helping the economy and helping American workers and voters, that he has signed legislation and even done the political cheerleading to get this massive laundry list of spending projects and tax credits, revitalizing all these industrial towns that are in the heartland. You know, this is not just a bi-coastal economic recovery plan. It's one that is also targeting the heartland. A lot of the investments have gone to red states and red districts. Yet we're not seeing a ton of voter recognition of this is Joe Biden's doing. Even though this is a massive amount of spending, and we really are seeing changes in the real economy in the U.S., statistically speaking, yet voters aren't necessarily picking it up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I cover the White House, obviously, in the campaign. And the thing that they have had a struggle with since the very, very beginning is that not getting credit for the things that they've done, right? And at the beginning of the administration, a lot of that was, you know, people aren't feeling good because of the pandemic, so we can't be running around bragging too much. We don't want to be out on the road too much, all of those things. So that, you know, you kind of have to understand that aspect of it. But still, they've been honest about this. They haven't done a good job of selling what they've done. And so this feels part and parcel to this. So when you think about kind of like the campaign trail, is President Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, all the folks on the road, are they trying to find ways to talk about this in a way that actually reaches voters, all voters, not just those who already give him credit?
I mean, it's interesting. They're barnstorming the country, whether it's Biden, Harris, or any number of cabinet officials. I mean, Pete Buttigieg and Jennifer Granholm, I feel like they're making a stop every other day somewhere, and it's somewhere with a hard hat on. So like they're going to meet voters where they're at. It's just, where do you get your information from? That message isn't permeating, and it's a challenging thing for him to communicate.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that is coming to mind for me right now is, policy-wise, if Donald Trump does actually win the election, get into power, some of this money, a lot of this money, maybe goes away. The promises made by the federal government during the Biden years, you know, it's possible Donald Trump does nothing with it.
It's very possible. I mean, I talked to Manny Gunasekera, who was chief of staff at Trump's EPA towards the end there. You know, she said that they're already talking about putting a stop to any money that has not been formally awarded. And, you know, that's a maybe a technical term, but it's an important one, because awarded means money that is in the hands of the recipient, of the company, of the state. And what our reporting showed is a lot of the money isn't there yet. So if it doesn't get into those hands, then the Trump administration is already eyeing putting a halt to all that. Now, there are a lot of back and forth that we had with sources and officials about what is Donald Trump's legal ability to stop some spending or to not go forward with what Congress has passed. There are certainly limits to what he can do, but he has shown that he is willing to challenge those limits. And I think where we started at from our reporting is let's assume that he is willing to test that again. And where are we at in this spending process, in this awarding of money process? And can Biden get that done if his administration ends after November?
You know, this report is out today, as we said. Is there anyone over at the White House on the campaign who's going to be ripping their hair out from its follicles today? This is obviously not the message they want to be sending.
It's not the message they want to be sending. And, you know, we had a lot of conversations with White House officials, and they believe that they are hitting their metrics, that they are on pace, that they're going to get this money out the door. So they really think that they're doing
it. They always say that. Do you believe them? Are they actually on pace? Are they actually on track when you look at it from an independent verification standpoint?
It's hard for me to say. I mean, because look, I've never been in government. You know, when they say that they're hitting their metrics, then I'm not going to necessarily take it at face value. We have a whole very long story that shows you that we're not taking that at face value. But you know, there are pockets of spending and programs that are more vulnerable to being cut or halted if Trump were to win. So, you know, I think it is kind of a case-by-case basis. But on the whole, you know, they have not gotten that money to ground yet. And they think they will, but we have not seen it yet. And I am sure that we will be keeping track of that going forward.
I bet you guys will. Zach, thank you so much. And congrats to you, Jesse, Ben, Kelsey, and David for this this really huge feat of teamwork and good reporting. We appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having me.
You can check out the entire Biden's Billions package over at Politico.com right now. And you can also listen to the Politico Energy podcast today for a longer behind-the-scenes conversation on all of that reporting. For the rest of your schedule today, the Senate and the House are in. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo will testify before an appropriations subcommittee in the House at 10 a.m. And on the other side of Pennsylvania Avenue, President Biden is headed to Wisconsin, where he's going to deliver remarks on his Investing in American agenda. And then the president's going to hop back on a plane, head to Chicago, where he's going to participate in a campaign reception. I'm Eugene Daniels. Thanks for listening.
A new study reports credit card rewards provide a lifeline for working-class Americans. Rewards like cashback empower low-income families to pay for everyday essentials. So why are D.C. politicians partnering with corporate megastores to end your hard-earned rewards? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill takes billions from American families, lining corporate pockets instead. Tell D.C. politicians to oppose Durbin-Marshall. Learn more at electronicpaymentscoalition.com.